בכל דרכך עוד אהיו כסה בתשובה סדבר שמול סימן קופלמת חס שאלה איזו היא דרך ישורה שיובה לו האדם אם לסק בתאירו להבס גבולה בתלמידים כל ימי השבוע ולהונס מהחרת. How are you going to survive? You'll get from others. Oy lehonis migi akapov umalocha nikiya kol yemei hashavua. Velasik batayru levad kol yom hashabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is very interesting because he throws in right away. Just a moment. He doesn't mean that the entire week, the alternative is that the entire week he'll work to the exclusion of learning Torah all week long, and the only time he has to learn is on Shabbos. This cannot be. And that he quotes the Ein Kavah Nosai. You see the parentheses? This is already the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha. The Ein Kavah Nosai Shlo Yomid Klal Kol Yemei Hashavua. Tov Sheita the Mechuyev Adam Akol Ponim Lekvay Itim La Torah B'Kol Yom Kemavur B'Simin Kufnun Hay or B'Simin Reish Lamed Ches or B'Yaredei Simin Reish Memvav Ela Kavah Nosai Al Yeser Ha'Eis Shabayim Eich Yisnei. He says that the Kavana is learning the entire day, or learning only a small part of the day, because he has to make his own parnasa. The gam sheilasu dafka ima esik shaloi hu naki mitarayvus gezel veribus veina di lavhochi ains a sofik klal. Right? When you look at these words, you have to understand the implications of the Mishnah Berurah here, right? That sakim ka'elu shuv a nikra nene migia kapoi ela migia sacherim. Va'oi, the mutav lizbayish ba'ilam azeo le kabo meyo matonis. V'loi laver pam echod alav doi reisa shaloi sigzo. I just want to point out something. A lot of times we look at loi sigzo and we think of loi sigzo in the gross sense. You know, petty larceny of sticking your hand into the cash register or into somebody's pocket or mugging somebody to get his wallet. This is not the Jewish way. The Jewish way is to use your brains to steal. You understand? That is the Jewish way. Says the Mishnah Berurah, black on white, not that we need the Mishnah Berurah for this. This is halacha that we don't need the Mishnah Berurah for. That anybody who has a Yira Shamayim Beliba should take all the gifts in the world if the alternative is a malacha or parnasa that requires him to steal. And stealing means many things. And that's what I pointed out, that if somebody is an accountant or somebody is a lawyer and his client asks him to do something and the nisayon is nayrava ayam, because he says, I don't want a lawyer that's honest. I don't want a lawyer that's straight. The purpose of hiring you is that you should be devious and treacherous and get the best of my enemies. And I want the deal to go through at all costs. And you're going to be the one that makes it happen. Now, of course, if he's very sophisticated, the client's not going to use those terms. But the bottom line is that that's what he wants his lawyer to do or his accountant to do. I want you to rig the books. I want you to make it look like we're making money when we're not, so that the investor is bamboozled into thinking that we're a successful company and he'll invest more money with us. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. In all of these inyonim, it's an aveira, and an aveira, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, the Rashba. I mean, there's a whole range of Rishonim and Achronim. In order to fulfill a mitzvah, there's a limit, a mitzvah saseh, there's a limit to the amount of money that you have to spend. And beyond that, you're not mechuyev to spend the money. B'nagei mitzvahs loy saseh, never mind loy sigzal, any mitzvahs loy saseh, there's no limit to the amount of money that you have to expend not to violate the law. So if a person, very simply, we all know the halachos of Yehorig Val Yavar, and we all know, it's drummed into our heads, the three averis that are Yorig Val Yavar, Abodazor, Gil, Arayi, Shvichas, Domin. Anything else, even Chilul Shabbos, Rachman Litzlan, you're not supposed to give up your life if that's the stakes. If a person puts a gun to his head and he says, I'll kill you unless you violate Shabbos, you're mechuyev to violate Shabbos. In Shas HaShmad, it's a different story than even a minug, kal. becomes Yehorig Bal Yavar because Yiddishkeit is at stake. But if it's an individual and he wants to kill you, unless you do any Aveira, you're obligated to do the Aveira, V'chai Bohem, V'lo She'yomus Bohem, and the only three Aveiras that are exclusions to that rule are Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayus, and Shvichus Damim, and perhaps a variety of Abizrayim. But the fact of the matter is that when a person is not involved in Yehorig Bal Yavor, but lose your money Bal Yavor. In other words, somebody comes and says, I'll take away all your money, however he can do that, unless you eat a piece of chazer. The halacha requires that you should not eat the piece of chazer and reduce yourself to penury and not have money to provide. We have to describe what we're talking about. Not have money to provide food on the table the next meal for your wife and your children, providing that you don't eat the chazer, and that is the yisoid ha-yisoidus. Now, when you have a yisoid like that, you understand very well that you're supposed to give up all your money not to gazel. So how could a person imagine making a parnosa from gzeila when the opposite is true, that he's mechuyev to give up all of his money in order to be able to what? To avoid doing the aveira. So it's the chastira minei ubeg. But I have a much more profound or more intense sensitivity to this. If I add one more point, I think we have a better appreciation. A Yirei Hashem truly believes that the Hishtadlus is a mask, really, for the Hatzlocha that the Ribon Shlolem provides. The Mafteach of Parnosa is in the hands of the Eibishter. And the Eibishter provides Parnosa. One might perhaps see a proof in it, Loi Lachachomim Lechem. If there would be a 1, 2, 3 Mahalach, where A leads to B leads to C, that anybody that tries his hand and does what he's supposed to do and is intelligent enough to be matzliach is matzliach. And the person who doesn't have the kelim and doesn't have the capacity, doesn't have the understanding is never matzliach. We might suspect, wait a minute, it is Kaychi V'yotzen Yodi. Look, Reuven's matzliach by dint of his efforts, Shimon's matzliach by dint of his kishrin, Levi's not matzliach because he's a shlamazel. But the truth of the matter is, it's loylach achomim lechem. There is no clear picture of who is matzliach and who is not matzliach based on our analysis or an evaluation. If you look at the high school yearbook, most likely to succeed. And the most likely to succeed, 30 years later, you see that a lot of other people succeeded that nobody had a havamina. And lehefech, the parnosas provided by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we don't know what his mahalach is. But the fact of the matter is we have to do ishtadlus. Why do we have to do ishtadlus? Some say because the klola, the curse of bezeya sapecha toch alechem, that's how the Mesilas Yesharim looks at it and others, requires of us that we have to work, and we have to work hard. And we don't always work in molochas and umnus kalu nikiya. Bezeya sapecha toch alechem. But others say, so that it does not appear that the Bechira is taken away when you see the Yad Hashem black on white. So you have to be a little bit confounded. Others say that in Olam Hazeh, it can't be Bederech Neis Legamri, it has to be Chal on a Metzius of Chumrius, such as when Elisha gave the Bracha to this woman who was desperate and she was besieged, beleaguered, By all of these moneylenders that came to take away everything that she had and to indenture her children as servants, and she was desperate. So he said, well, what do you have in the house? What is he asking? What do you have in the house? He's going to give her more and more and more. So what is she saying? Kim osuch shaman? The Torah says, because without that shaman, the bracha cannot begin. Some say even by Ner Chanukah, that's part of the inyan, that it had to be the shaman of Gashmias. That the nes could be chal on. Others say that al pi halacha, the nes requires the gashmius because it has to be shemen shel, a ner shel shemen, a menorah hadlaka ner shel shemen, not the ner shel nes. But in any case, leaving Chanukah aside, there is that explanation as well. So there are three explanations I just gave you. There are others as well, why we have to do ishtadlus. But everyone is maskim that the hishtadlus is merely a hechitimtzi for the hatzlocha. So I always say, and I'll say it until my last breath, anybody understands, if he's sincere about his beliefs, that you cannot spit in the boss's face when you're asking him for a raise. You cannot kick the boss in the stomach when you're applying for a job. So how could it possibly be that someone could imagine that his financial hatzlacha could come by spitting in the Ribbono Shlom's face? So if the Ribbono Shlom tells you loy sigza, or tells you don't take einah, don't charge rebus, v'chulei v'chulei, and the person simply violates these left and right with abandon in order to gain, how could he possibly have a havamina that this is going to be the source of his hatzlacha? So you know what it means? The Yetzahara for money blinded him that he becomes a koifer for a day. You know, like there's a queen for a day? There's a koifer for a day. It doesn't mean that he's a koifer, mamish. You'll ask him now, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, klaps al chayr, how could there be such a stira? The Torah says on Yom Kippur he's from, and when he comes to the Lo Sigzal, he's fried. There's a certain warp in the mind that does not require consistency. Mm-hmm. We have the ability to be absurd. We have the ability to be contradictory. That is the human nature and the human condition, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it from their own lives, from almost every single day. And that's why we're capable of being like Malachim at one moment, and like the wildest and most grotesque of animals at the next moment. There's no question about it. But when a person is doing a parnasa, black on white, you should remember there's a Mishnah Brura in the Bir, Halacha, and Simen, Kuf Lamed Ches, that says, better that he should take all the gifts in the world, Meyos Matanos, rather than violate a single moment if the Parnasa requires such a violation of Leisigzai, Levainoa, Vechadoime. Now he says as follows. Again, I repeat the words, the Ilav Hochi, Ein Zeh Sofik Klal, Achad asokim ka'elu shuv ei nikra nene miyigia kapay ela miyigia sacherim. He says the first point is before the frumkeit, before the frumkeit, you're trying to stop learning because there's a big inyan to make a parnosa. Godol hanene miyigia kapay, it says. The person who is striving with his dint of his own efforts and not what? By stealing from others the dint of their efforts. So therefore, it's not even a fulfillment of nana migia kapa. Then he says the most important point, namely, mutav lizbayish ba'olam hazeh lekabel mea matanos, even if it appears on the surface to be a chilul Hashem. V'lo laver pam echad alav da'iraisa shel lo sigza. I don't think he means alav da'iraisa versus an avera d'rabbanan. I think he means that you should avoid an Avera D'Rabbanan too. What he means is that look how serious this is. You're mamish over on a lav d'iraisa of Leisigza. V'atik b'ktsara ikat shuvasa l'shayla. Now he says, I'm going to tell you the basic tamtzis of the tshuva itself. Ha'lo yu'asa enoy habdoylach ma'shikosu b'turyo edeya simen reish menvo v'beis yoysev v'bach v'taz v'bishach b'shem sefer yam shol shloimoy. Umikulam Harich, more than any of the others, Harich Lamahanoi Marikara Besifrei Kesef Mishnah Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek A, it says over here, and we know very well that it's Perek Gimel. That what we saw, it's the third Perek is the Perek of Keser Torah, and towards the end of the Perek of Keser Torah, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, what is it? The Rambam says that a person who has any thought that he's just going to learn and not have a parnasa, that is a terrible thought, and it's Mechalas Hashem, and it's etc., etc. So this Peyek Hei, what you have in front of you, is the way it's printed in the Bir Halacha, but those who have the Hagos with Tikkunim on the bottom of their Mishnah Brewers, they already point out that it's Peyek Gimel. Achanir Lini is Daiti. Now, the Drash Shmuel said, Sha'afilu Arambam, Zal, Yaskim Benidin Didan Lahatir, the ain donin efshar mishai efshar. What's important about the Dvar Shmuel's tshuva is this one line. Because he himself says that the discussion of the Rambam and his Shittas has already been done by many others, particularly the Nisa Kelim in Yeridea, the Al Kulam the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah Perek Gimel. But I want to point out that even for the Rambam himself, it was clear that the Rambam was speaking about a circumstance that was possible, and ain donin efsha mishe'i efsha. You cannot do the circumstance that is impossible by analogy from the Rambam, who was talking about things that are possible. What's he talking about? What's possible and what's impossible? So he writes, V'kibon shekefit zarech ha'shoa v'amokoyim, I efsha l'zeho isha chofitz chayim, l'skayim talmudo b'yodo, l'zakos bo'es harabim, ki'im b'tzipuk tzrochov al yedei acherim, ha'reyu k'chol hamon hadayonim v'chachomim, shehoyu mekablim schar mitrumas halishka, k'digar sinon b'ksubis v'perik shtei dayoni zeirois, Rambam Zal Posa Kei, even the Rambam Paskins, that they got their monies from Truma Salishka, they got salaries. And the salaries were paid by the Tzibur from the Truma Salishka, which was Mamana Tzibur. Posa Kei, Bilchus Shkolim, Perik Dalit, the Zelishoinoi, Magiye Sforim Shebi Yushalayim, those who fixed the Sifrei Torah, Vedayonim Shedonim Esagazwonim Vechulu, Noiklim Scharim Vechulu, Vimlo, he speak Olahem, Afa Pishla Ratsu, Moisifin Lahem, Kedei Tzorcham, Lahem, and Hashem of Name of Nebesam. And even if they didn't want to, people would force them to take enough money so that they should have the wherewithal to live a normal life for themselves and for their wives and for their children, for their household. So he writes, "Ve'ech yala ladas sheyoyre b'kagoyin zeh harav zal sheyoyse tov la'odom lechoz besichlus v'chisra en achochma kol yomov asher hugroma l'kamen izokim mechsholes talmud amevi lidei maiseh." So what the Mishnah Berurah says here is that if you look at the Bar Hetev says Ayin Shailas Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel Simu Kuflam Et Ches Eizu Derech Yishori Im Lasi B'Torah V'Talmidim Kol Yom V'Yenim Acherim. So he just quotes the question, the suffix, what should you do, which is better? And he doesn't say anything about it. He says he doesn't understand what the Bar Hetev was trying to accomplish when he just brings the question and doesn't bring the Dvar Shmuel's response. So let us now summarize what is exactly the point of the Dvar Shmuel. The Dvar Shmuel says, Ein donin efsha mikshi efsha. He says, if it's possible to achieve the levels of Talmud Torah, and I will add the point that I made last time, and I always make, that the Rambam is not to be taken out of context, and that the same Rambam starts with Halacha Tes. He does not start with this Halacha, Halacha Yud. And in Halacha Tes of Perek Gimel, he says Beferish that the person who wants to be Zoicha to Keser Torah, he has to be somebody that learns Yoimim V'Laila Mamish, and his panosa is only ma'at kedei chayov if im ein loy ma yoichal, if he doesn't have what to eat. And the same person, he prescribes for him a life of pas ba melach toichal, umayim ba mesura tishta, v'al oretz tishon v'chaye tzar tichye. And that kind of a person is not seeking significant monies, and he's only doing melacha ma'at kedei chayov im yoichal, what we call meleches aroi. And he does not have the kriyus of parnosa every single day. Because if it does, then it's going to take him away that measure from his learning, and he doesn't have to because he has what to eat. That kind of shita and that kind of mahalo kemat does not exist today bechlal. There's almost no parnosa like that in the world. So what is the alternative, says Reb Shmuel Abur, between his lines, this is what he's saying. What is the lemaisa alternative? The lemaisa alternative is that there is a question of being mevatel Torah on a serious level for a substantial amount of time and influencing your life in a negative way because of it for two reasons. Number one, because the halacha lemaisa that you need in your life you won't have. So you won't know how to behave as a Jew. And number two, the etzem limud haTorah is going to be so severely tarnished, so severely limited, that it becomes a chuchot lula, becomes a joke. In the face of these two points, that it's going to damage your avodas Hashem because you won't know how to be a Jew, how to live the life of a Jew, and that your learning will be diminished significantly, In the context of that, the Rambam would never have suggested that the alternative of taking money from others is a terrible thing. I also want to point out something else. The Rambam says, at least in the Yad HaChazakah, the Yisparnes min HaTzedakah. I want to make that point again and again. The Rambam did not suggest a Yisachar and Zvulun relationship. That concept that you don't find in the Rambam. So I am going out on a limb a little bit. In other words, what I'm saying is that we are going beyond the actual words of the Rambam. But I have a feeling that the Rambam would be maskim to this interpretation of his words. Because he himself had a brother, and his brother took care of him. Mm-hmm. So the question is, what if my brother is not biologically related to me? You're my brother. You're my brother. You're my brother. You're all my brothers. And you want to help me that I should be able to sit and learn Yoimim V'Laila. That's not tzedakah. I'm not asking if you could take it off of your Maisa or you can't take it off of your Maisa. Maybe in that respect it is called tzedakah. But I am not going to the Kupan, the Tamchui, getting online with the Aniyim and saying that I am a helpless person. And the Ani says, I don't have an arm and I don't have a leg and I don't have my eyesight and I'm sick and I have a very large mishpach. I can't handle it no matter how hard I try. What's your problem? I'm sitting and learning. That the Rambam considers a chilul Hashem. And even then Reb Shmuel Abuav says, but not if it's the cost of your learning or your avodas Hashem. It's only if you have an alternative. Then it's a chilul Hashem. But I'm saying even more. When you are being provided for in a formal way, in a kolo, my brother is supporting me. It's not tzedakah in the sense of standing online with your hat in your hand waiting for somebody to put a few coins in because you're an Araman and you're helpless and you're desperate. The chilul Hashem of it is that Torah is begging. When Torah is not begging, what happens if everybody, like Bernie Madoff, lahavdil alef havdolos, everybody's lining up desperate to get in? And the Shomer HaPesach says, no, not you. You're not on the Madrega to lose all of your money. You're not on that Madrega, you know. I'm going to take better from this guy. I'm going to take from that guy. And, you know, and it suddenly becomes a big kinna, a big competition. What do you mean I'm not good enough for you? So I said, well, it's not enough money. All right, so I'll put in another $10 million. Ah, we'll think about it. Come back tomorrow. So this is a mahalach. So when it becomes such a covet, that's not called tzedakah. That's not tzedakah. That's not a chilul Hashem. That's a kavod HaTorah. So it's possible that the Rambam himself, we don't know, I'm saying I'm going out on a limb. The Rambam himself, in the first part of what he says, there's a second part, which I'll get to in a minute. But in the first part he says, "V'yisparnes min hatzedakah," I am not confident that by the time his opinions got from the Pirush HaMishnah, which I'm not saying that in the Pirush HaMishnah, but when he got to the actual Yad HaChazakah, I'm not 100% confident that it would be so much against the way we do it, as it were, even without Reb Shmuel Abuv's point that it's a choice of Torah or nothing, or a choice of Torah or disaster, then you have to choose Torah no matter what. But even without that argument, maybe the Rambam is limiting himself to taking from the dough, from the tzedakah, and taking it out of the mouths of the poor people, or getting online with them. There's one more point I have to make, because they have to be honest in learning. The Rambam, after he finishes the Yitum and HaTzedakah, says all the negative things about taking for Torah. But then he adds that parnasa, malacha, uses the word malacha, is itself an ennobling and a positive value, which you don't have if you're just learning. In other words, what he's saying is that Godel Hanenim Yigiyas Kapov. So Yigiyas Kapayim Kisoichel Ashrecha V'Toivloch Ashrecha B'Olam Hazeh V'Toivloch B'Olam Haba. It's not just because then you're not having the negatives of taking Min HaTzedakah. In itself, it has a positive consequence. That I admit. But I'm just making the point that the negatives that the Rambam speaks about Chilas Hashem, Bizes HaTorah, Kovam Or Adas, Notel Chayiv Min HaOlam, these are terrible things. Perhaps that's only when he takes from tzedakah mamash. But be that as it may, getting back to the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishneh Berurah, the Bir Halacha and Kuf Lamed Ches, the Truv of Rabbi Abuav, Simon Kuf Lamed Ches, which he quotes in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah's Bir Halacha. He quotes the tshuva of the Ma'ari Abu of Rav Shmuel Abu in somewhat more fully, including his answer, not just the Bar Hetev's Kasha, the Kasha of the Dvar Shmuel, but the Teretz as well, the tshuva as well. And in that tshuva, he says, without the slightest hesitation, without the slightest doubt, black on white. And we ought to go home and repeat this to everybody, because as much as people know this Bir Halacha, it requires repetition and repetition. Ain donin efsha mishe'i efsha. You cannot make analogies from a Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah when he speaks about the possibility of such a parnosa to a situation where there is no such possibility. Understanding is as follows. If everyone would follow the Rambam's requirement, if that requirement would be that you have to have a parnosa no matter what, the bottom line would be that the vast majority of people who learn seriously, because nowadays there's this tendency to say, well, that's only for those people that are really serious about their learning, but we know the truth, all those people that are drains up. You look at the people in the coffee room, look at the people in the lunchroom for hours, look at the people on their cell phones, look at the people driving around in the cars, look at this and look at that, and before you know it, like there's one person sitting and learning somewhere in a vinkel, you can't find them. You know, you walk into the Beis Medrash is packed in the Koyla Torah, is mamish neira v'ayim, and then you have to make another Beis Medrash and another Beis Medrash, and those Bate Medrashas are full! And I don't see that the people there are sitting drinking coffee with the feet on top of the table and talking about ball games. So what about all of those? Not one of them kemat, except for 1 in 1,000 or 10,000, would have any shaykhus to serious learning if he followed the Rambam's prescription today. That's it. It's black on white. And it's also the truth. The truth sometimes hurts, because people who do not want to support Torah and don't care about Torah and don't like the idea that there are so many Bnei Torah, because when you are a Ben Torah, it comes with a package. You know what the package is? The package is you have more Yiras Shamayim, you give more tzedakah, you care more about your fellow Jew, but you also have funny hashkafas, funny ideas. Ideas about the modern world, perhaps ideas about Medina Yisrael on occasion, and on and on. And that people don't like that. They don't like to be, you know, separationist, and they don't like that you decry the secular, and they certainly don't like that you're not a liberal independent. A Jew is supposed to be a liberal independent. Everybody knows that. That's the Jew of America. So if these people are all being trained and taught in a different direction, this is something that pains all the people that look down upon the Bnei Torah, and the first thing that they quote is the Rambam. What do you mean you're not working? How can you not work? Better you should become a lawyer and cheat and steal from everybody, or kill yourself filling out papers the whole day and doing nonsense all your life and not learn one word of Torah. Because when I walked into this neighborhood and we moved in over here, I walked out into the street to see Vos Tutzach, 10 o'clock at night, and somebody's walking by, he's holding a briefcase, I took one look at him, he's a former Ben Torah lawyer, for sure. So I go over to him and I ask him, Kabyid, you're coming home from work so late? So he looks at me, there are tears in his eyes. Pili ploy, a maisa shahoya. This goes back 22 years. Now, of course, the lawyers don't come home at all. But in those days, they came home at 10 o'clock. So he tells me, Rabbi, how did he know that I was a rabbi? Anyhow, he tells me, Rabbi, I wasn't holding one of those satchels, but I was standing in front of my house. I've got to be a rabbi. He says to me, Rabbi, you don't know the half of it. I got married 3 months ago, he says to me. 3 months ago, I had my chasana. He says, we made up that whenever I come home before 10 o'clock at night, we drink a little l'chaim together, a glezel of champagne. So it made up. He says, Rabbi, and the tears are right now flowing. Mamish, flowing. I see his eyes are welled up with tears. Rabbi, the cork has not yet been popped. The bottle has not yet been opened. So das heißt erleben. Das heißt ufgetan. That's a hatzlacha, because then you can buy yourself a nice aliyah, and then you can buy yourself a big house, and then you can get yourself a fancy car, and you can send your children to the best of schools so that they repeat exactly what you're like. And that is the tachlis and the tayelus of an elech hayiv. What are we talking about over here? And that's al atzara yaseh toif, that there's no gezela and no ribis and no onah and no shvindelarai and who knows what. And furthermore, that there's no in the workplace niyuf, and there's no nivopet, and there's no hearing about all kinds of kfira without being there, able to be moicha, because this guy's your boss, and on and on and on and on. So let me ask you something. On the basis of all of this, we're going to have a question that the Reb Shmuel Abuav is right, that the Chafetz Chaim is right. It's the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael that we're talking about. We're not talking about Limud HaTorah. This is the salvation of Israel. This is the Yeshua of the Gantz Klal Yisrael. Erase, Chas V'Sholem, the Bnei Torah, who are learning Yom V'Layla from the map today, and you have nothing but an empty shell of synagogues that don't have mispalim, temples, and places where they're intermarried, and the children don't even know about Yiddishkeit. And unfortunately, we have to add a Medina who, a good chelik of which, doesn't have the slightest shaychus to Torah and mitzvahs as well. That's what you'll end up with. And here and there, there'll be a vinkle of a couple of Erlich HaYidin that don't know too much, that they'll be able to just limp along with the limited Yiddishkeit of the 1920s. That's what you'll have. That's what you'll have. And waves of further assimilation, because there's nothing to stop it but the Ben Torah of today. And that's a fact. There's nothing to discuss. So Reb Shmuel Abuv's point of Ein Don in Efshem She'i Efshem, I mean, I don't know how much such a drasha, such a shir will play out in the Peoria of who knows where, but the facts are what they are. There's nothing to talk about. I don't see how anybody that can we be better? Can B'nai Torah be more able? Can B'nai Torah be more honest? Can B'nai Torah be more Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Barabim? It's a tremendous avodah. But you cannot take away the essence of something because it's not perfect. In Golus Bechlal, I don't know how much can be perfect. I don't know how much can be perfect. So this is the very famous Bir Halachot quotation from the Tshuva of the Dvar Shmuel, Ein Don in Efsha Mishi'i Efsha. If the alternative is to learning a little bit on Shabbos, and the rest of the week you're in Am Haaretz Gomor, and that's how you're going to spend the rest of your life, and the opposite requires that you should take from others to support you in your learning of Torah and your teaching of Torah, there is no doubt about it what your requirements are. Well, let's go back now to the tshuva of Chacham Avadya. Now, you remember that last time what we were doing required most of the Gemaras in any case that they quoted required that the person should be Oyla L'Gdula before they provided for him, and that the ultimate makar for all of this is HaKoyen HaGodol Me'echov, where Chazal say in several places in Shas, Gadleihu Mishalechov, that you're supposed to make him Godol, and Godol means not just that he's better endowed in Torah and better endowed in the Derech of Kohanim, it has to be also that he's richer than anybody else amongst the Kohanim. So therefore, this idea was extended, and he quotes Rav Shrira Goyen that the Shipura of Bei Rav Yehuda, B'Lebesoy Bei Rabba, B'Lebesoy Bei Rav Yosef, that the Shipura was like the Yud Gimel Shoifrois, this was at Tzedakah Pushka, that people put in order that they should be able to provide for these Talmidei Chachamim. So he writes, Nimtza Shemina Kodum Hoyo Mimois HaTanoim V'Amoroyim, Nimtza Shemina Kodum Hoyo Mimois HaTanoim V'Amoroyim, Ad Ato Lahachzik B'Talmidei Chachamim. וכן מצינו בימייס הגאונים שהויסה אצלם קופה מיוחדת לפנוסס הישיבויס וכל קהילו הויסה תרמס ממון קוצוב לראשי הישיבויס ותלמידיהם כמו שקוסב רב עמרם גאון וכו'. This is a quotation of the Chacham Avadya Yosef from the Tashbetz Chubas which responded to the Shitas HaRamba. ועוד הרך שם. And he says there as follows. I mentioned this, I believe, before, but I repeat it again. Al divrei Rambam hanal shehifriz al midosa bazeh v'hita kama ga'inim rabbanim asher hayu lefanav u'bizmano. It's an unbelievable expression from somebody who has such incredible respect for the Rambam. The Tashbitz quotes the Rambam yomim v'layla. But he says that the Rambam here went on a campaign and he befuddled and confounded many chachamim and ga'inim to agree with him. And he says, that's not our fault that the Rambam had somebody to take care of him, or he was a karv l'malchus, and he was zoicha to have such a parnasa. V'muzal hamazal ozroi v'zocha liyaz karv l'malchus, v'nichbad b'doyroi liyaz gadol b'rfuah b'chokma, v'lo nitzrach l'kabel pras mehakehila, ma yasu ha-rabbonu v'chachom ha-shalo zocha lovo lidei midazu. Hayim chasu sholom yamusu b'rov, o yifriku ol ha-toyro me'al tzavorom, lizbazos b'malocha etzol ha-maharetz, I want to add something, not that the Rambam needs my defense, but I wanted to add something, to point out something to you. If anyone read the letter of the Rambam that describes his day, he points out that by the time he gets home, he needs to climb into bed. And he cannot answer tshuvas to people in a proper manner unless he's reclining with his last koichas, and that's how he receives people. And the only day that he has any time for anybody is on Shabbos. I just want to make the following observation. Had the Kehillah supported the Rambam, he would not have had to be the doctor of the vizier or whoever he was over there. Yeah, the sultan or whatever. And he would not have had to spend his entire day in the court taking care of the sultan and his 52 wives or whatever he had over there. And the Mela, he would have been Isaac in what? In Limud HaTorah and in Habotzas HaTorah, Yoimim V'Layla. The fact that the Rambam refused to do that was an unbelievable sacrifice on his part to the principle that he himself espoused. Now, when he was supported by his brother, fine. But what happened was his brother and all of his possessions went down to the bottom of the sea. And the Rambam says he was sick for an entire year from this. And he laments the loss, and he laments his brother, of course, and his greatness, and his tzedakah v'chesed to him. But the fact of the matter is that's the only time that he started doing all these things to be mefarnes himself and his family. So it's not like the Rambam is callous in his disregard of others, like he can do it, other people can't do it, mayasu yamusu barav. He sacrificed his Torah, which was by him more than life, in order to be able to stick to his hashkafas olam and be misparnes. So I'm not on the madrega to answer the tajbits either. These were ga'ayne ga'aynim, and they were giants of the greatest of the great. But afalpk, this would be my impression in response if somebody had to defend the Rambam against this particular paragraph. And then he quotes in the Sefer Maganovis, and then he quotes the Kesef Mishnah. This is all Chacham Ovadia and the Tshuva as it continues later on. I wanted to add to the list of Rav Shmuel Abuav the statement from Rav Chaim Ibn Attar, right? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in the Sefer Rishon LeTzion, which is quoted by Chacham Ovadia. Gam Agrach ben Atar, the Rishon LeTzion, Simon Reish Mem Vav, Siv Chaval of Gaza. Shem Yesh Odom, Sheyochel Isparnis Mimalachtoi, Volume of Torah Bishas Hapnai. He can work and learn whenever he has a spare moment. O Sheyito Parnasoso, Parnasos Bnei Beso, Mimach Ziv Yochid, O Mibnei Odom Rabim, Kadei Sheyumot Kol Ayom. He can take his Parnasa from either an individual who is Machzik him, like a Yisachar Zvulun, or from a number of people, like a koilo situation. Kedei, and the tachlis will be that he will be able then to learn a whole day and not just at a spare moment here and there. He adds, to answer this chakira, what should he do? Hinei bizmanenu, shenismatu alavavos v'hadeos, v'alavai shil yumad odom kol hayom, uv'saroso yege yoimam v'loila, v'yasik lodasis adinim hanachutzim v'anitzrochim, V'keitzad yikayim mitzvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chei nir elisha yoseh tov sheyulmud kol hayoyim v'yitol panasasa ne'acherim v'eitz chayim hila machazikim bov asam chel mu'ushar. And then of course he quotes Reb Moshe in a tshuva. Now the reason that it's valuable to see Reb Moshe's tshuva is because it's as contemporary as you can get. And Reb Moshe was more or less in line with the matzav of today, although I have to tell you that the matzav of today got worse, not better, and the demands of Parnassah are much harsher today than they were in the time even of Reb Moshe, which is not so long ago. But you're talking about a difference of 50 years. It's a tremendous transformation in the whole attitude towards work and Parnassah, especially in our country. He says the people who insist we're going to go with the Rambam, they are following the Yetzirah, nothing less. Hamesisam, and the Yetzirah is inciting them and inflaming their passions for one purpose only, sheyafsiku lilmod Torah karoi, so they should stop learning Torah. V'yasku b'malachu b'mischar ad shelibesof yishkechu gam es hamiktsas shalomdu b'yaldusam. The tachlis is such that they will even forget the little bit of Torah that they once learned once upon a time. V'aflo yishoyer lohem zman lilmod klal. Yet people who survived the Holocaust for other reasons were not able to learn because their life was completely wiped out. And even those who survived, years were destroyed. You have many times that they went to cheder when they were young, and you meet them in the street. Sometimes they're wearing a kapel, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're shomer Shabbos, sometimes they're not. Right? And they remember it ad hayoyim. This Mishnah, that shtikel amud gemara. Unbelievable. He says, but they'll forget even the mitzvah shalom to be aldusim, va'aflo yishor lem zman lilmod klal. And not only that, they think they're going to have p'nai, they're not going to have a minute to breathe. V'arei afilu arishonim kemalochim shoyolibam pasuach kepischo shalulam, that at this extraordinary capacity, amru sheyef shal adam lasik b'toru lizgadalba, sheyiyya roi lohoris mimenu lemaisa. What does it mean, lizgadalba? To the point where you can paskan alocha lemaisa, by the way, I wanted to make this point already several times and I forgot. You remember the Nakuda that I made a moment ago, that the Rambam, and that I've repeated several times already in the last few shiurim, that the Rambam says in Perek Gimel that the parnosa that a person is supposed to have if he wants to be zocha to the crown of Torah is a parnosa which is a maleches haroi. Oseik b'chol yom ma'at kedei chayov im ein loy ma yoicha. And we pointed out that very few opportunities, if they exist b'chlal at all, present themselves today for a person to be able to do something like that. And maybe I can imagine an expert, what do they call that? The one who cleaves the diamonds, a diamond cutter. Maybe an expert diamond cutter can say, every Wednesday morning, I'll cut one diamond for you, perfectly. And you'll pay me $1,000. I'll have $1,000 a week, and I'll make my $50,000 a year, and that's it. Maybe. But other than that, or b'doy meloy, which is few and far between, you do not find such a panosa b'chlau. But what we are saying here dovetails perfectly with the lashon of Chazal. Because even in the time of Chazal, when there were such shoemakers, etc., carpenters, and so on, there were also business people. Why does it say, Ein ha-Torah nimtzeis loy b'sachronim v'loy b'tagorim? What are sachronim and what are tagorim? Why doesn't the Chazal say, Ein ha-Torah mitzeis b'misha oiskim b'malachta? The answer is because sachronim, and also from which lashon of the pasuk do they derive it from? The pasuk doesn't say sachrim. The pasuk says loy b'shamayim hi, v'loy me'ever layom hi. So now the question is, who goes me'ever layam? Why should a person want to abandon wife and family? Why should a person want to go to an alien culture? Why should a person want to endanger his life? Because in those days, when it's Me'evel Hayam, you go in a boat, there are pirates. Even today, there are pirates. But there were pirates, and the boats were fragile, and there could be a storm, and you can go down even today in a storm. But in those days, it was Ma'isim B'chol Yoy. Why in the world should somebody do something like that? Become a carpenter, and stay home, and do your work. The teretz is the shekel. You see, you had this idea that a carpenter can make only so much. But if you go, Me'evel Hayam, Sachronim and Tagorim, who knows what kind of profit you can make. Today you're selling shmatas, and tomorrow you're own Levi Strauss. So if that's the case, it's dafka the Sachronim and the Tagronim that you're going to find, the ones who go Me'evel Hayam, that are focused on this to such an extent that their day is not a day and their night is not a night. By them, there's not going to be any Torah learning left. So that's the nekuda that the Rambam was mechalik between these two. So he writes, today, Bizman Hazeh, like Timtza HaTorah L'Bisachronim L'Tagorim applies to everybody almost. U'Be'erivin, Amr Abayi Amr Li'Eim, Kariv Kutcha Lo'i Tanoi, U'Pirish Rashi, Afilu Ilo Amr Li'Tzivu Ilo Avoda Kalo Kagon Lo'Havi Akutach Lo'ha Yisi Yoko Lishnos, Kamo Shoshanisi. An amazing thing, by the way. You always have parents, they want their children to help. You have a choice. You send your child to the Beis Medrash, and you'll do all the work. And you're tired. Or you say, go do this errand, go do that errand, pick me up a little bit of cheese at this store, and a little bit of fleishiks and chapanash. And then, so zokt Abaye aloshen. Abaye, the halak Abaye, his name is mentioned all over Shas, right? All over Shas Bavli. Zokt Abaye. I amro liyein, samacheyam et aleph and erevin, if you want to check it out for yourselves. I amro liyein, if my mother told me, if my mother had told me, that's what he means. That's Rashi's masbir. Had my mother asked me, bring me kutach, you know, kutach habavli, zesem ha-mitzvah, bring me this kutach, this mix, this dip, you know, this cheese dip. Loi ha-yisi yochol lishnois k'moshe shanisi. It would over, and you know why? For the same reason that Rabbi Akiva turned around again. Mm-hmm. So what did the Chazanish and others explain? What is the reason why he didn't go home? When he came back 12 years, he doesn't even go home. When he hears her say that I'm asking that he should go for another 12 years, he doesn't even go to her. He doesn't go home. He turns around and goes back to the yeshiva for another 12 years. So you know what they all answer? 12 plus 12 is not 24. And many of the Gedolim in Bnei Brak, they keep talking about the Ritzifus of Limud, not to be interrupted, not to be confounded by this disruption and that disruption. And it's a Seder. A person learns. You know what happens to a person who learns 15 hours in a row? It's not the massive number of hours. It's the fact that you're connected to Torah in a 15-hour stretch. That's an unbelievable accomplishment to be able to do it. I'm asking. But when you do it, the gain is geometric, not arithmetic. It's not, and that's the pshat in Techapseno Kakesev Chamatmoinim, Techapseno Kakesev Chamatmoinim Vaseno, Oz Tovin Yeshiras Hashem, and the Pasuk also says Yikorahi Mipninim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger said, you know why it's compared to diamonds? Because a diamond is not a multiplication, 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. 1 carat is worth $100,000, 2 carats is worth $200,000, 3 carats is worth $300,000. 3 carats is worth much, much more than 3 times 1 carat. So a perfect diamond that's 3 carats in size could fetch millions and millions of dollars. I mean, I'm just making it up. I don't know anything about diamonds. But that's what I understand from Abki Vega. Where do I know it from? I know it from Abki Vega. That's where I know it from. But that was what Abki Vega said. He said that that's why the comparison is the precious jewels. Because in precious jewels, you don't add them up arithmetically. That's Torah. You cannot say 5 hours plus 5 hours plus 5 hours equals 15 hours. It does not. It does not at all. It's a different quality of learning entirely. So how is a person ever going to be able to accomplish something, and certainly to become a Meira HaRab Yisrael, for which he requires basically to know Kol HaTorah Kula, at least Halacha L'Maisa, when he has an agenda that takes him constantly away from Torah for big chunks of time? So he says it's not possible. So that's what he brings from Abaye, Reb Moshe. Abaye says, if my mother would have sent me on an errand, it would have already cost me for the rest of my life the Torah that I achieved. It's the Chnayra V'ayim what you're hearing here. He doesn't mean those few minutes only. I'm convinced of it. He means the whole limud would be a different limud. The very famous Chazal, I don't know if you remember, because this goes back a very long time in the Agra de Pirke Shiur. But a long, long time ago, we quoted this Chazal, and several Mefarshim explained the precise chiluk between Pischo Shal Ulam and Pischo Shal Heichal. For anu kimaloi machat sidkis, v'aydam rishom anan ki etzbasa l'kira b'svara, ki etzbasa b'bira l'shikcha. He says we are nebach shvach in svara and very easy on shikcha. V'lochein halocha reivachas. If you have any shouts what this means, so I put you a footnote here. The Rashi Maseches Erevin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph gets, but Bikira, Kira, like it's the word in Latin also, C-A-E-R, which means wax. B'shaiva kosha, she'ena etzva yochel ikanis b'soicha. You know, in Svara, we push our finger against a piece of hard wood, let's say. Nothing happens. And Shikha, it's like putting your hand through butter. It just, you know, we forget everything. There's nothing there. It just goes straight in. Kachanu mehirim shlishkayach. L'chein alocha ravash niskabla kol adoros kol tutsis eshol shemutar u'mitzvah lasi b'torah b'smidus u'lispanis mimaskoris hakoylo. V'chol mishu rav u'moyro hiro mekabla maskorto mikupas hatzibur. V'ein shum midas chasidus l'imona mizeh, says Reb Moshe. U'miyitein. And then, on top of that, says Reb Chacham Avadia, we'll continue next time. I just want to finish this tshuva. Next time, on top of that, he says, take a look at the Bir Halacha that we started out with at the beginning of the Shir. You know, why am I so on fire over here? Because, I what happens is, when you hear it from enough people, you begin to believe it yourself. Maybe there's something wrong with it. The system, today I walk, I can't walk across the street, Kimad, before I bump into somebody. Rabbi Kahn, Vos Vit Zayin. So what's going to be? So I ask him, what do you mean? So IMC says, all these B'nai Torah, they're being supported by their parents and by their shvers. But they're going to be parents and shvers, and they're not going to have any money. So what's with Zayin? So I tell him, I don't know. What do you think? And that's the end of the conversation, you know. I mean, what am I supposed to do? He's happy. But Lamaisa, you have to understand that the way Reb Moshe writes, this is a hasasas hayetzer hara. That's all it is. Halavai miyitein, that we should have this problem. Mm-hmm. In the list of us v'tzayin, there's a lot of things to worry about. Mm-hmm. A lot of things to worry about. And the answer to all of them is that the Eibishter never abandoned us, and he won't abandon us. And we will prevail and survive forever and ever until Yemais HaMashiach. B'meheira v'yameinu amen.